Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
You're listening to the Kathy Barnett Show. And here's the call-in number, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. There's so much to talk about, guys. I was going to come on here and talk about real stuff, right? Like substantive things, things that actually matter to how we live our lives around our individual kitchen table. Meaning, are we eating bologna tonight or can we go out and afford some steak, right? I wanted to talk about those things, those economic, real important, substantive things, because there's a lot going on. I see you, Jim Doc. Kathy Time, I love it. You guys are so cool on YouTube out here. You can go and check it out on YouTube, 1210 WPHT. But those are the things I wanted to come and talk to you about, real substantive issues that will, that has the ability to improve all of our lives. Instead, what I'm going to talk about are the chicanery, the foolishness of, yes, the Democrat Party, right? I was going to come over here and talk to you about the U.S. reaching a truce with the Houthis hours after Israel bombed them. That is really big news. I was going to come on and talk about the crackdown on those student loan defaulters. You know how most of us paid our way through college, and now we are working every day to repay that loan. There's a lot of people who decided, no, I took classes in, I don't know, criminal justice, puppetry classes, and I can't find a job that will pay me adequately so that I can, you know, repay these loans. So I'm just not going to pay them. I want the government to pay it, i.e. me, the taxpayer, to pay for their college tuition. Well, guess what? Their wages are about to be garnished. That starts in June. I was going to talk about that, right? I was going to talk about this U.S.-UK trade agreement that's really big. That's the very first trade agreement. Yeah, I was going to talk about that. I was going to talk about the new Pope, who's being called the American Pope. I was going to talk about all of that. But instead, like I said, we're going to have to kind of, you know, get into the gutters a little bit. Because this is really important, and I try to stay clear of a lot of this foolishness we see, all of this hype we see on social media and around our country. It's just the dumbing down of America. And I try to stay clear of that. I want to elevate the conversations. I want to get our minds set on things that are higher. I want to raise the bar of expectation, because right now there is a very intentional and concerted effort on a daily basis to lower the bar of expectation. The bar right now of expectation for Americans, especially for Black Americans, but now across the board for all Americans, the bar of expectation has been lowered so low that you don't even have to pick your foot up to step over it. That's how low it is right now. If you can't do math, hey, don't worry about trying to learn how to do basic math. We're just going to label it as racist. And now no one has to do math, right? Hey, ACT, SAT, those are standards. So that we can measure, you know, ourselves and our effectiveness. But hey, you're not exposed to certain things. Well, let's not expose you to that. Let's just label it as racist. And then we lower it, right? And of course, none of these things actually benefit Black people, as they will have you to believe. So instead of raising our head up, talking about higher order things, let's start off with what just happened yesterday with three members of Congress busting into an ICE facility. Do you have the video ready? Let's play it.
You cannot push it.
Yeah. That's Congress. Leading the way. They showed up to the Delaney. Yeah, you can turn it down a little bit. They showed up to the ICE Detention Center, the Delaney Hall Detention Center, which is an ICE detention center. It's a very new facility, hasn't been open for that long. And it was open because of all the people we're trying to get out of this country. And, of course, Democrats are always saying, hey, we want due process, due process. So they open up this new facility so that they can have due process. And what happens? Well, you know, and again, this isn't real. So you have two black Congress ladies, Representative LaMaca McIver, Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, and a Hispanic representative, Representative Rob Menendez Jr. Yeah, the son of the disgraced Senator Robert Menendez over in New Jersey. So these three jump on the bandwagon, right? So they're not going to buy a ticket to go down to El Salvador, wherever all of these white white Democrats were flying down there to see if they can, you know, find out what's going on with that joker we just deported and put over in El Salvador's detention center. Instead of paying a ticket on their own to go there, they just go into their backyard and they bust into a detention center. And you heard all of the hoopla, all of the angst and the noise, because they didn't just show up as three representatives of their constituents in the state of New Jersey to do oversight. Instead, they show up with a gang, a riot, a large body of agitated protesters. And once the door or the gate of the facility open to accommodate a bus that is filled with detainees, once the gate opens to allow the bus to come in, these representatives with their band of idiots jump out and just start bum rushing. And you see, go out there and look at it for yourself. They're pushing ICE agents. They're, you know, all the agitation that's going on. Can you play the clip of, I think it's the Representative LaMaca. What a name,
today,
right?
Both Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman and, of course, Congressman Rob Menendez for being here. Look, we came here simply to perform our oversight duties. That is why we came here. There is a law that says that we are able to do that as members of Congress, and that is what we got here to do. As soon as we got here, we were met with opposition. People were telling us that they're getting a supervisor, that they're going to get someone to come talk with us. We waited and waited. Finally, we went past the gate, and then we had to wait longer. We actually waited over 2 hours to get into this facility just to do a simple oversight visit. They say nothing is wrong with the prison, with this detention center, that we can get in here, that everything, they're following orders. But once again, they delayed us from getting in here to see this facility. We waited in the waiting area for a very long time, talked to many staff members, talked to the warden of this location, and literally still waiting for ICE officials to get here. What all of you watch occurred is just how reckless ICE is. It is unacceptable that me, as a member of Congress, as a black woman here in this city, was
I don't
just
know what being black has to do with anything, but go ahead.
Assaulted by multiple ICE officers while regional directors of ICE watched it happen. Since we toured the whole facility with them, no one offered an apology or said anything to me about what occurred out here. Not only was I assaulted, but Congressman Bonnie Watson was assaulted. And of course, Congressman Rob Menendez was roughed up as he was trying to protect us.
I love that train. Keep going.
No sense, and it is highly unacceptable how this administration is trying to restrict Congress from doing their bare duties and the responsibilities that the people have elected us to do. What we just witnessed was just disgusting. I am very upset. I am very angry, and I am very hurt that they could be able to do something like that to us. These are people who are supposed to be
officers. Shut up. I wouldn't be able to tolerate it. I would say it. Shut up. Mango Mush, I love what you just said. Newark, New Jersey Education did a third grade reading proficiency test for the whole district. Just one student passed. We got real problems. According to Mango Mush, I haven't checked that out, but we see that across the nation, especially in predominantly black and Hispanic schools. or districts or areas. One student being able to pass a reading test. Guys, I want y'all to jump in on this conversation, 855-839-1210, because I'm looking at this, right? You have two black women busting in to save a bunch of illegals, overwhelmingly Hispanic or Latinos, and you have one son of a disgraced senator. I mean, these people are shameless. You should just be sticking your head down, trying to stay low. But these people are shameless. Who's out there right now? And again, these black people have just missed the plot. But not just the black person, the Hispanic guy out there, and most of these Democrats, overwhelmingly white, they have missed the plot. I was looking at some numbers this morning. Total homeless individuals in our country is at a record high. Over 653,000 U.S. citizens, a record high, are homeless. The number of homeless veterans, again, a record high, 7.4% increase from 2022. Over 36,000 American veterans are homeless right now. The total number of overdose every year is well over 100,000, with almost 90% of that being opioid, because you know, with this open border, we have fentanyl just flooding into our nation, decimating our young people. In fact, it's a form of warfare from China, where they make the precursors and they did it in abundance. They put it into the border country of Canada and Mexico, the precursors. They take the precursors there in Canada and Mexico and those facilities, and they actually make the drug, fentanyl, and then they pack it into their mules who have just skipped right across our unsecured border under Democrat rule. We have real issues. I was looking at the number of runaway and missing children reported annually, a record high, over 460,000. Did y'all know Americans believed to be alive in Gaza who are still being held captive? There are five Americans who are still believed to be alive, held in Gaza. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is we have real problems. We have real problems in this country. And instead of dealing with the real problems that we need our elected officials to contend with, you got these two black females. I mean, look at the replacement rate of black Americans. We only represent about 13% of the population, and our fertility rate is lower than that of most people. And we're not replacing ourselves. Black Americans are currently not replacing ourselves. That may be good news for some of y'all, but it's not good news for me. This is ridiculous. We have real problems in this country. I'm going to talk about some of those real problems. I know we're getting ready to go to a break in a few moments, so go ahead and play the outro. But here, let me just tell y'all one of them. One of the people who are currently detained in Delaney Hall that these two black congresswomen and this Hispanic congressman is trying to break into to go and see about. One of them is known active member of MS-13. He was arrested. His name is Chinchilla Caballero. Forgive me. I'm American. I don't speak it very well. So listen, I'm gonna. When we come back, I'm gonna read off some of these people who are detained in this facility that our Congress people are either flying over to other countries demanding to see, or now here in our own country busting in with a gang of a band of idiots, busting in, making themselves ungovernable. Let's talk about that when we get back.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Sandy, I see you out there. You are safe with me, so feel free to call in and let your voice be heard. But right now, I have Sharon from Middletown. Hey, Sharon, what's up? What are you thinking?
Well, hi, good morning. This is the first time I'm listening to your show because I usually don't have access to the AM radio. So it's great to hear what you're talking about today. And I'm just basically calling in to say, just we all should be shocked at what they did up in New Jersey yesterday with the mayor and the people from Congress. But then again, why would we over their past history?
Yep.
And it is absolutely I am just absolutely furious. I know a lot of other people are too. And especially instead of visiting that facility, I think they would have been better served to go ahead and visit the families.
How about that?
These criminals that these criminals are behind bars for. That they've attacked and assaulted and raped and murdered.
Mm. Lord, help us.
Yes.
You're right, Sharon. Yes. I mean, I saw this, and you know, I mean, and again, I can't help but to see that we have real problems in this country. We are struggling. There is so much despair. People are unnerved. Is AI going to take your job too? I mean, we don't know. There's so much going on. There's so much good that is, there's so much good potential, especially with what Donald Trump is doing right now. But then, you know, I mean, I still sense it. I feel it at my own kitchen table when I'm out talking to people. There's a lot of angst and anxiety in people. You talk about the obesity level in this country. You talk about the mental health crisis we're dealing with, the explosion of cancer. Everywhere you turn around, somebody is coming up with a new form of cancer, the human trafficking. There's a lot going on in our world. And then you see our elected officials, they just got back from vacation. And then the first thing they do is go and try to bust out some illegals. I mean, or try to check in on them instead of checking in on the innumerable number of Americans.
Right. Does it even make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense. Sharon, thank you so much for calling. I got Kathy coming on. Kathy, let me just say something. You know, one of the I have a long list of people. I have friends who are actually working in Homeland Security, and they sent me a list of some of the people who are in the facility that these three Congress people are trying to break in to see. One of them was arrested on February 5th. Sanchez Luna Jorge Luis. A citizen and national of Mexico, he was arrested for endangering sexual conduct with child by caretaker. Listen to this. Sanchez Luna committed the act of aggravated sexual assault by performing vaginal, anal, and oral penetration against the victim, his daughter, under the age of 13. Lord Jesus, help us. And when I got this list and I'm reading through this list, I'm like, that's what my representatives think is the best use of their time? Kathy, what do you say?
I say that if these three Congress people wanted to go in and do their oversight, as they call it, they should have made an appointment with ICE and went in with civilized adults without a crowd of animals around them acting insane. The other point I want to make is Republicans were not allowed any oversight over January 6ers.
How about
that?
They
were in solitary confinements on the floor. So they're already dying on the hill, but they really want to die on this hill.
I mean, these people got nothing for us, Kathy. They got nothing for us. And I remember, because I took two buses on January 6th up to D.C. to go listen to my president at the time, our president of the United States, speak about what most of us who are not morally compromised knew was not an election above board. There was death by a thousand cuts. If you're not morally compromised, you know there was a lot of chicanery going on with that 2020 election. We went there to listen to what the then president had to say. We were hoping for, like, give us some insight. Yes, some people did some things that they should not have done. But let me tell you, when Biden got in office, and Merrick Garland became Department of Justice, the lead, the head, the chief, the number one law enforcement officer in the nation. Let me tell you, he cracked down on all of us. They had biometrics of people out there, right? And that clamped down on a lot of people rising up and doing a lot of the foolishness we're now watching the Democrats do. If we, Pam Bondi don't stop going on Fox News every 30 seconds talking about what she's going to do, and if she does not start cracking down on these people hard, Tesla throwing Molotov cocktails, scratching up people's cars, not doing a whole lot. If our people under the Trump administration don't get serious about applying the law against people who are clearly breaking the law, this is not going to get better. This is going to get even more aggravated because, quite frankly, Democrats got nothing to offer us except chaos.
And it does no good for them to slap, you know, arrest them for 20 minutes and release them. That's not what we want.
It is true. I want to see some head rolls. Thank you so much, Kathy, for calling in. I appreciate it. If you guys want to get in on this, call in 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Sharon and Kathy, I appreciate both of you calling in. Out here on YouTube, y'all are just typing away. Pick up the phone and call me. I love to hear your voices. But yes, I mean, this is just ridiculous. And play that Charlemagne one where he's saying, where he's applauding Cory Booker.
Hey, today we need to talk about Washington, D.C.'s hottest new binge watch.
Senator Cory Booker has been leading a marathon speech on the Senate floor to protest what he calls reckless actions by the Trump administration. Booker began his speech around 7 o'clock last night.
I rise with the intention of disrupting the normal business of the United States Senate for as long as I am physically able.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is still talking on the Senate floor. His marathon speech has now reached the 22-hour mark.
This is unbelievable. Yes. 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 A Democrat actually doing something.
What? Wow. What exactly is he doing? Cut it off. What exactly is he doing? Like, what exactly is he doing by standing up on Congress floor for 22 hours, bloviating, just talking? Like, I can talk all day. I can't talk 22 hours straight and not tell a lie. Like, he's just making up stuff at this point. This is foolishness. And then right after that, you know, he's like, woo, Cory Booker doing something. So then he goes and sit on the Capitol stairs for 12 hours. A bunch of them sitting there talking again, singing some stupid song. These people are shameless. I would be so embarrassed, but they're shameless sitting there talking. And I'm like, you know, and I couldn't help but to remember, because for as long as I can remember, my earliest memory is me sitting with my grandmama Hattie and granddaddy Eddie and watching a presidential debate. Yes, we're poor, living in the woods, the sticks of Alabama. Most of y'all know, in a home with no insulation, no running water, outhouse in the back, well on the side. And yet there I was sitting there. I still remember watching a presidential debate. And but I remember Newt Gingrich years later. I'm in college now, but I remember Newt Gingrich running down the Capitol Hill, the same stairs. Newt Gingrich ran down the same stairs that Cory Booker sat on. So here you have Newt Gingrich running with a contract for America in his hand saying, we did it. We did it. Many of those line items that were in that contract for America, President Bill Clinton actually passed into law. It was at the time when we could actually have some bipartisanship going on. People hadn't completely lost their mind. But think about the symbolism. Here you have Newt Gingrich running down the same stairs Cory Booker sat his behind on talking, Newt's running, after negotiating a contract with America. You elect us, America, and this is what we will fight for. And then you have Cory Booker sitting on his black behind talking, just talking for 12 hours. And then you have Charlemagne, the false god, whose real name is Leonard. So you have Charlemagne, the false god, with one of, I mean, I think he has like the number one radio station, radio show in America, or at least he's in the top 10. I mean, building an empire, applauding Booker for what? What? How have our lives changed? What ideas, what policies? Has he reached across the aisle to try to negotiate something that actually makes a difference in our individual lives? Or is he up there just lying and bloviating and talking out the side of his neck? Has your life improved from him sitting on his behind for 12 hours talking and singing some stupid kumbaya song? Has your life improved? Or are we becoming more and more and more and more ungovernable? Where do you think this is going to end? Where? Now you got people even on my side of the aisle talking about, let's all run out here and use the N-word. What? Yeah. That's what we want to do next. That's what we want to do. The American people, including black people, Hispanic people, and a lot of other people, gave us the biggest win for President Trump. And now you have quote-unquote conservatives running out here saying, now what we want to do is start using the N-word. Let's get rid of white guilt. Yeah. That's the plan. That's the plan. And I am here to let y'all know, this is not going to end well. We are becoming ungovernable. If you need to go to break, start playing the music. But we're becoming ungovernable. That is not going to end up well for me, you. If anything, it puts us right into the hands of those who are looking for a reason to come in and start bulldozing some people down.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
If you want to call in, here is the number, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Even if you disagree with me, yes, you can disagree with me. I'm perfectly fine with you disagreeing with me. I am not going to bite your head off. I'm going to get, as long as you don't come out here acting stupid, I'm going to allow you the floor and allow you to present your ideas. I am all about competing for ideas. And I've always been that way. You don't agree with me, call me. I would love to have that conversation. Now, you come on here acting crazy, then, you know, prepare to walk out with your behind in your hand. But other than that, if you want to have a conversation and present your ideas, even if they're not well-articulated ideas, I'm for it. I'm all about it. I do have a call. John. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? I didn't really know you like that. First time I'm hearing you on the radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was kind of something new. You know what I mean? It's a new, like, this is a different topic, man. Like, we're talking about, like, the people are on our side of the line saying like N-word and all this other stuff. I guess they're fatigued.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, you ain't been fatigued for like past 10 years.
Well, I am black.
I've been fatigued.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, yeah. But I'm black, so I can't get too fatigued because I've been black. I've been black all my life, John. I feel you. I absolutely do, because there was a point in time you know, especially around 2020, right? When 2020 came, Black Lives Matter, you know, those people don't care about black folks' lives. And they're talking
riding all over the place. And
yes.
And then the Democrats gaslight every damn thing.
Yes. Just tearing up stuff, looting, fighting, talking about this reparations. That was stupid. And I was.
They've been telling us, like being Sicilian, they've been telling us in New Jersey to pay for reparations for the last 10 years. And I'm like, I don't want to pay, man. Like,
you shouldn't.
Like, you know what I mean? In New Jersey, it's like, you know, we did this and we did that. And, you know, and like, damn, we just got here in 1900. I mean, damn, like.
I know, right? You know, but just think about the irony of Barack Obama talking about reparations. Like, what side of his family should pay reparations, right? He's half white. So should his white side pay reparation? Well, I mean, it's just ridiculous, right? Now, we all understand the history of this country. I have the blood of slaves coursing through my veins.
Let me ask you a question about that, right?
Go ahead.
So you know what I mean? I think that's like, you know, a cop out also, man. Like, because, damn it, like, I understand what you're talking about, the Triangle Trade Corporation. But what about the North Africans were doing all through Europe prior to that 800 years?
Yeah,
like they had it good for 800 years. They were in Europe, rampant and raging for 800 years before the Triangle Trade Corporation even came along.
Yes,
and then whatever they don't never talk about that, and then they never talk about you sold your own people into slavery.
Yep, I do talk about that. Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, like, you know, when we talk about this, just the white Southerner, damn it. You know what I mean? Like, they were all over the place.
Yes. You know, as well as, you know, when you look at what Arabs did with going throughout the world.
It.
Yeah. And they're still doing it. Right. And then you
they're
have and then you have
still slavery in Africa,
still slavery in Africa, still slavery in most of the Middle Eastern countries. And then you look at what, you know, what the white man, what Europeans did. No, I think it's good. I think it's good, John. I think it's good. And I'm a black woman. You're what, Italian or Sicilian? Which one did you say?
I think it's good.
No, I think it's good, right? I mean, the fact that
community is sometimes there's a difference.
We should have a conversation, and we need to be able to have a conversation without everyone going into outrage, because these are very real topics for a lot of people. We don't have to agree on all of the nuances, but we should be able to have a conversation. But what they want is for you to call in, me to feel some kind of way, and then we just blow up into calling each other names that you have to bleep off.
What's the conclusion?
I'm sorry?
What's the conclusion?
What's the conclusion?
Yeah, of it all, like...
It's a journey. It's a journey, John. It's a journey. That's one of the things I'm realizing in life.
Is Jesus the conclusion?
I mean, Jesus could be a conclusion, but, you know, I worked on the presidential campaign of Vivek Ramaswamy. He is Hindu, but but working with Vivek, he behaved more like a Christian than most Christians I know. And that began me to be able to think outside of the various boxes that people would try to stick us into. I don't have to be anyone but myself, but I can be kind. I can be open to having conversations with people.
Sometimes I'll be real, man. Like, I'll be real with you, man. Like, you know, I was just thinking, like, you know, the whole time growing up, man, like, you stayed away from black people, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where I'm at, they were doing that in the 90s. I mean, like.
And I think in some cases, you know, there are some black people you do want to stay away from. But you know what? Growing up in the Deep South, there are some white people I want to stay away from. But that's common sense. But that's common sense.
Yeah, I had to stay away from them too.
But that's common sense, right? So we are not all equal. We don't all come to the same table with great intentions. And we should not walk around pretending like, you know, everything is happy and great, right? As a woman, I should be able.
Understand. Like, yo, what's the conclusion now?
It's a journey, John, and you and I are part of the journey. And hopefully, at some point, you know, our children, right? You know, and let me just say, John, thank you so much for calling. I got to let you go, but I really appreciate you. Keep listening, John. I appreciate you so much. But listen, I love what John just said. What's the conclusion? It's a journey. It's a journey. And we're all on this journey together. But we got to stop allowing people to manipulate us. I am not your enemy just because of the color of my skin. You are not my enemy just because of the color of your skin. Now, there may be some other aspects about you that may make me think you're my enemy and I want to stay away, right? But these are nuanced conversations. But if you allow yourselves to be manipulated, guess what? You're going to be manipulated because it's profitable. So get smart, have conversation. It is a journey. Unfortunately, for some people, it's a journey. I'll be right back.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
John, let me just call you out again. You are the realist. I appreciate you, John. I really do. I love that you are being just raw and real, and I appreciate it. I really, really do. Those are the kinds of conversations we have to have. I mean, guys, I got like paper galore over here because I got all these different tabs open on my computer. We were going to have some conversations on things that actually impact our bottom line. But instead, I'm just like, no, these people, I mean, what those three Congress people did, and the mayor who was arrested, by the way, are acts of intimidations. And if you were a conservative under the Biden regime, you didn't get away with any of that. They went and found grandmamas who were standing outside on a sidewalk and arrested them. Yes. Three-year-old cases that had been closed, the Biden administration went back and opened them up. Mark Houck, I believe his name is. Yeah, his case had been closed, and then 3 years later, they reopened it, right? Because they wanted to prove a point. And now here you have these three Congress people who believe that just because they're in Congress, they get to act like a band of nuts. No, it doesn't work that way. Do they have a right to administer oversight? Absolutely. The Public Oversight of Detention Centers, POD Act, was enacted in December of 2019 that grants all members of Congress the right to access immigration detention facilities operated by or for the Department of Homeland Security. So they do have a right to access those facilities. However, while Congress has that right to access these facilities, the manner of entry is subject to established protocols. ICE has specific procedures for facility visits by members of Congress and their staff. All you have to do is pick up the phone or show up, wait your 2 hours, and ask once they get there, I want to get in. But oh no, you want to put together a band of nuts and y'all just bomb rush the gates and you're on video. It's a blessing and a curse. We have cameras and we can all see you bomb rushing, hitting, swiping different guards. That's a no-no. You can't do that. That's not acceptable. Listen, we're all in this thing together. Not that together COVID foolishness that they try to pull on us, right? Everybody all in this together. No, we weren't all in that together because there was a significant transfer of wealth because of that, right? The top 10% in the nation became the top 1%. Right? You can go to Home Depot, but you couldn't go to your local mom and pop. No, we were not all in this together. The liquor store could stay open, but the classrooms had to close down. We were not all in that together. And we know it, right? But on this piece of land, this precious land called America, the greatest nation, that has ever existed, and I say that unapologetically. You don't see nobody trying to break into China unless they're coming from North Korea. But you constantly have people trying to break up in here into America because most of the world knows what Americans seem to have forgotten. This is the greatest nation on the planet. Why, do you say? Do you ask, is this the greatest nation? Because it was founded upon the greatest political document ever written, the U.S. Constitution. And the U.S. Constitution, by the way, is founded upon Judeo-Christian values. Yeah, there you go. You can't get away from God and those values, right? The Ten Commandments. You can't get away from it. But this is the greatest country as a direct result of us being, there's nothing inherently good about you or me, right? I know your mama think you're the best, but this nation is not the best because of you as an individual. This nation is the best and has proven to be the best because we're founded upon laws, the U.S. Constitution that puts up some guardrails and some parameters and say you can't go out here acting like a bunch of wild animals and get away with it and call it reparations. No, you can't act like a pack of animals and then turn around and call it reparations. It doesn't work that way. I said back in 2020 when CRT was exploding all across our nation that CRT, DEI, and all this other foolishness is going to make America racist again. For the most part, as much as we can possibly do. There was a point when if you did not like me because of the color of my skin, that was your problem, not my problem. Now, there was a point when it would have been my problem. But now we live in a country where it doesn't have to be my problem. But these nuts are trying to make it our problem again, and we have to reject it. That's my message. Blessings, y'all. I'm out. Have a great day. Happy Mother's Day. Yay to all the mama bears. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.